Okay, Shalom Avrocha Ravosai. The topic I'd like to discuss this evening, Lakovat Shabbos Kodesh, Hilchas Shabbos, is the topic of dishwashers on Shabbos and dishwashers on Yom Tov. Now, I'm not talking about yourselves, right? So I'm sure you'll, you know, be helping out and could be doing some dishwashers. I'm talking about a dishwasher. So what are the issues with using a dishwasher on Shabbos? Of course, we can't use a dishwasher and press any buttons, we can't do anything electrical, fine. So we're not discussing that. Using a dishwasher to put your dirty dishes in after you've finished eating, we've already discussed. And you'll have to look on the website where we have the all of the shiurim that we've had here from the Leil Shishi. You'll have to look over there and we've discussed that, yeah? The topic that I want to speak about is really twofold. Number one, using a timer on a dishwasher. Could you have a matzias where you have a timer set that you would put your dirty dishes in the dishwasher on Shabbos and nothing happens? And then later the timer goes on, hey presto, and you're able to have all of your dishes washed and you didn't even need to help at home, you're able to learn an extra taisvus, yeah? So could you have such a thing to have a dishwasher on a timer? And also having a nochri, who's at your house, if they're helping out, are they allowed to use a dishwasher on Shabbos? And is there any difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov? So in a nutshell, the Shmir Shabbos Kilchoso speaks about this in a number of places, primarily in the new version in Perik Yud Beis, Ois Lamed Zayin, and also in Perik Lamed, Ois Chaf Dalet. And he says as follows. Now we know there's an issa of Amir al-Akum. We're not allowed to ask a non-Jew to do something which we ourselves are not allowed to do on Shabbos. But if I just asked them, do me a favor, could you please wash the dishes? Now we're allowed to wash dishes on Shabbos. We have to use cold water. We can't use hot water. Yeah, we can't turn on the hot tap, but we can use the cold tap. So we could wash dishes. If we ask them to wash dishes, I'm asking them to do something which I myself am allowed to do anyway. If they choose that they would prefer to use hot water, the halacha is that even though I couldn't turn on the hot water tap, they're allowed to. This is in Perek Lamed, Ois Chav Dalet. Mutzah leima b'Shabbos l'nochri, lasis b'shvil Yehudi dover heta. I can ask them to do something permitted. Gam yodua shel tzerach ziyasa anochri, dover Shabbos yosa yesh mishum isa Torah. Even if I know they're going to do it in a way which is prohibited, so they can use the hot water. What about using a dishwasher? Can I get them? Can I say, wash the dishes, please? And then they'll use the dishwasher without me asking them to use the dishwasher at all. So he says, V'lochein mutter loyma l'nochri l'hadiach kelim b'shvil Yehudi, gamim hu yodea sh'anochri yafil es madiach ha'kelim ha'poil b'tzor shaketa. I could ask them, please do the dishes, and then if they choose to use the dishwasher, then they are allowed to use the dishwasher as long as it's quiet. As long as it's quiet. And that's because there's a halacha called Hashmoas Koil. Hashmoas Koil means I'm not allowed, or called Afsha Milsa. And I'm not allowed to do something which, even if I'm not actually doing anything, but something is happening in my house on a timer that makes a big noise, they'll go past, they'll think, ah, the big noise, what's Tugend Haft up to? And so this would be a zilzul in Shabbos, this would denigrate Shabbos, and so it's geirim lezilzul. Avsha milsa pirish ra'ash mechainois she'eno matim leShabbos geirim lezilzul b'chvei Shabbos. That's what the Shmir Shabbos Kilchos says in Perek Lamed, Ois Yud. So there's, what if it's a noisy dishwasher, I'm not allowed to let them use the dishwasher on Shabbos. If it's going to be a noisy dishwasher, and by them using it, people who are walking in the hall, they'll hear there's this noise coming from the kitchen. If they start using the dishwasher, I have to say no, I have to make a macha, and I have to say, I'm sorry, you can't use our dishwasher on Shabbos. If though it's a quiet dishwasher, and nowadays most dishwashers are very quiet, and you can't hear them from the hall. So if I ask them, do me a favor, please, Muhammad, Chris, whatever his or her, Christina, whatever their name is, yeah? If I ask them, please do wash the dishes for me, since I could use cold water to wash it, so they're allowed to use hot water, they're allowed to use a dishwasher, as long as it's not noisy. I'm not allowed to ask them, please use the dishwasher, because then I'm asking them to do something which I'm not allowed to do myself. Yeah? I could say wash the dishes, which I could do myself. If they choose to use hot water, they choose to use the dishwasher, they're allowed. So far, so good? Okay. Even though I know they're going to use it. Yeah. Now, what about using a timer? What about using a time switch? So when I put the dishes in the dishwasher, mamish, nothing happens. The dishwasher's fast asleep, and there's nothing happening. I open the door, I put the dishes in, I close the door, and let's say Friday night after the Suda, and then I close the door, and it's on a time switch. And so when the time switch is activated, so what's going to happen? It's going to cause that later on, 5 minutes after I put the dishes in, I'll put them in at midnight, and I'll set the timer that at 1 o'clock in the morning, the dishwasher will go on. Am I allowed to do such a thing, to set a timer for it to work? So the Shmir Shabbos Kol Choso says, again in the new version, Yud Beis Lamed Zayin, that I'm not allowed to do this. Os leishtamish b'shabbos medeach kelim, gam kshehu mufal be'emtzos shoin Shabbos, a timer, which is set for a time to do it. Why is that? Because primarily of a sugya in Masech Tebeo Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, where it says there, Echod Mevies Ha'oyer, if one person brings the fire, Echod Mevies Ha'etzim, one brings the wood, Echod Shefes Sakadeir, one puts the pot on, Echod Mevies Ha'mayim, one brings the water, Echod Neisim B'Seichei Tavlin, another puts in the spices, Echod Megis, another one stirs, Kulam Chayovim. And there's a big discussion in the Gemara over there, and if I, the bottom line, where it's nogea to us, is that there's an issa derabbanon. If the fire is not on right now, but the fire will come on, I'm bringing the components inside. I'm putting things inside the dishwasher, and I'm closing the door, and I'm going to be causing that ultimately, if I wouldn't close the door, the circuit would not be closed, and the dishwasher would not work. It's only working because by closing the door, I'm connecting a circuit. So what's happening over there is that there's at least an issa derabbanon over there in me doing that. I'm causing that the dishwasher should work. I'm not pressing any buttons. When I'm putting them in, there's nothing which is working. But it's only because I'm closing the door that ultimately the dishwasher is going to work. So the Shmir Shabbos Kol Choso says that I'm not allowed to use a dishwasher on a timer on Shabbos. However, brace yourselves, Rabbi Isai. We're about to have a huge heta. Could be a heta she'en rov hatzibya chaylim la'amoyd bo'yeh, such a big heta. But the Shmir Shabbos Kol Choso says there, ubi yomtov mutal ishtamish b'madeach kelim, im omno hu zokuk l'kelim she'enish b'yom, if you're going to need the dishes washed on that day, I would be allowed to use a dishwasher on Shabbos, as long as I'm using a time switch, and again, it can't be a noisy one, right? Yeah, that as long as it's a quiet dishwasher, I would be allowed to use it on Yom Tov. And that's because with Shneimer Zalman Erbach, this is influenced by his opinion that electricity in general, he holds, is a derabbanon, not like the Chazon Ish, who says that there's an issa of boina, that it's a doraisa. And as well as that, he brings later that in terms of gromo, anyway, gromo is more makel on Yom Tov than it is on Shabbos, as he says in Perek Yud Gimel, Eis Lamed Aleph. So since gromo is more lenient on Yom Tov than it is on Shabbos, and this is ke'en, this is a sort of variety of gromo, so therefore, if Shlomo Zalman Erbach says, okay, to summarize, that using a dishwasher on a Shabbos with a time switch is osa, but using a dishwasher with a time switch, which goes on with a time switch, on Yom Tov would be muta. So if you're going to use it for that day, and if it doesn't make a noise. Now, practically speaking, just to conclude, right? Not for the next day. It has to be that you're going to use the kelim that day. Yeah, not for one day for the second day. Practically speaking, I've spoken to people and they say that it's actually very hard to be able to have a time switch for a dishwasher, right? Even though we've just said on Yom Tov, that's okay, because I know somebody who tried this and he set up a time switch on the plug for his dishwasher. All it did was it turned it on, but you still need to press the button to activate it. So God nicht helfen, it didn't even help him. Shlomo Zalman's helped us so much over here to be able to use the time switch on a dishwasher on Yom Tov, but practically speaking, it's very difficult to find a system that actually works. And additionally, one final point is that on Yom Tov, on Shabbos, if you could find a way if an electrician would do it, that you would be able to disconnect the door from the circuit, so that you could open and close the door of the dishwasher in such a way that it doesn't activate or deactivate anything. So it could be that such a way would be, actually, there would be a way even to use it on Shabbos, possibly. But this is something which is discussed by the Poskim. L'maisa, it's a very, very, you'd never do that, because that would mean that you could open the door and, you know, it could flood the house if there are children around the side. It'd be very, very, masakonas, you know, terrible, terrible danger over here. But the bottom line, on Shabbos, a time switch, no. On Yom Tov, a time switch, potentially, yes. Okay, Yishakayach.